This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope. Today, Johnny's singing some really brave music.
You who made the mountains and the sea, you measured out the universe and you made me. Echoes of the voice that called the worlds to be, reach throughout the ages and now speak to me. You're my creator king. Jesus, you're my creator king.
I love that part. You who made the mountains and the sea, you measured out the universe, and you made me. Now, there's a song to infuse courage in your heart, to make you brave. When it comes to Christians who have most influenced my life, I resonate with those who can sing their way through suffering, because often I can feel pretty deflated in this wheelchair. And when I do, I turn to the Bible, as well as the writings of Christian saints of days gone by, people who have lived in the crucible of suffering, yet who could hold on to a song, people who could lift brave music to the skies, who could sing their way through suffering. People like St. Augustine. Now, get this. This man was born in the 3rd century, and after his conversion to Christ in the year 387, Augustine dove deep into the study of God's Word. It was Augustine, in fact, who believed that the grace of Christ was indispensable to human freedom. And he's the one credited with framing the concept of original sin. Eventually, he became a bishop of the church in present-day Algeria, North Africa. And as you can probably guess, his writings were very influential in the development of Western Christianity. But this man's life was not easy. Living back in the 3rd century in North Africa, it had to be hard. But what St. Augustine wrote about suffering is so poignant. In fact, what he wrote about music is poignant. His thoughts, when you read them, sound so contemporary, like something out of a Max Lucado book. And when I'm feeling weary or struggling with pain or looking for courage, I borrow this prayer from St. Augustine. He prayed, God of our life, there are days when the burdens we carry chafe our shoulders and weigh us down, when the skies are gray and threatening, when our lives have no music in them and our souls have lost courage. Oh, on such days, Lord God, flood the path with light, we beseech thee, and turn our eyes to where the skies are full of promise. Tune our hearts to brave music, to thy honor and glory. Amen. Oh, friend, I just love that idea about brave music, courageous music, noble, valiant music.
So today, friend, let's take Johnny's advice and sing our way through suffering, as challenging as that might be. If Johnny can do it, so can we. And if you need some extra encouragement, just go to johnnyradio.org, where you'll find all kinds of resources and inspiration. johnnyradio.org. And that's something you can sing about.